Hello and welcome. This is Love Your Life Now. It's me, Sonia Sophie, and I am here with my wonderful friend,
Christina Sergun Powers.
And we wanted to say Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, this is the first podcast of 2016. And as I mentioned before, a couple of weeks ago, things are going to be changing. We're going to have more podcasts, more categories, website and all of those things. They're still in the process of being set up. And we'll let you know when that's happening. And we want to make sure that you guys have the best year that you've ever had. 2016, lots of different energy, different things going on, and there are many things that you can do to really ensure that this year will be a great year, right?
That's right.
So we thought today we start out with a topic that's important to talk about and many people are having issues with, and that is the topic of sleep. So I don't know if that's a strange thing to start talking about, like first thing of the year, everybody else is talking about all of these other things that they want to do, this and that. And what we're saying is, if you don't get your sleep right, you can just forget about most of the other things that you're trying to do.
I think it's completely appropriate, particularly in our part of the country, and it's going on in a lot of other countries. It is raining. Now, we needed the rain, we love the rain. But it also has an effect on people's energy and how they sleep. And people still have, you know, transitions into different sleep patterns in the winter. We're in the middle of winter, and sleep patterns are off. You know, I've been fortunate most of my life, but so many people around me, this is a time of year where I hear about the sleep patterns, and they can't sleep, they can't fall asleep. Or too much sleep, they can't wake up.
Yeah, and not only this time of the year, but because some people, like you just mentioned, some people want to sleep more during this time of the year because there is a lack of sunshine, and but many people are actually having year-round sleep problems where they either can't get to sleep or they keep waking up once they fall asleep,
and those for are different reasons. Those are both forms of insomnia.
Exactly. And so here's a story about insomnia that I wanted to share. This is back when I was in the military, and I was trained to teach suicide prevention courses. So I would go and I would share with the soldiers what are the signs in your fellow soldier that your fellow soldier is about to commit suicide. Because at the time, this is in the year 2000, they had a huge problem with suicide in the U.S. Army particularly. And they had done different things in the Air Force. So in the U.S. Army, they said, okay, we're going to start this program. And I was one of the people trained to teach this awareness about how is my body doing. And then the soldiers were supposed to go tell someone so they can really save the life of their fellow soldier. And one of the stories that we were told that actually had happened, where a soldier had killed himself, was because his wife had, for weeks, I don't know how long, but for at least several weeks, she had been staying up during the night, and she had been watching him, and whenever he was about to fall asleep, or whenever she noticed him falling asleep, and you notice that the breath changes, and so you notice when someone falls asleep, she would kind of nudge him
to wake him up,
but not enough to notice that, for him to notice that she is sitting there waking him up, but so that his sleep is disrupted, and so he would not sleep for weeks, and he started to show all these signs of, you know, having hallucinations. And of course he has to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, do his whole day, and you know, who knows what shifts he had.
Why was she doing this, I guess?
So, well, obviously the marriage was not a good one, and for some reason she really, and I don't know if his death was her intention, but that's what ended up happening, is that he became so sick, so crazy really, that and depressed, not knowing that he wasn't sleeping at night. because he would lay down, and, right? So whatever he thought was the issue, I don't know, but he ended up committing suicide. And then all of everything else had been found out later that that this is what she had been doing. So she had been sleeping during the day, she wasn't working, and then she was awake all night, keep waking him up. So insomnia, literally, if you feel like this is really messing with your life, and or if you don't know why your life is not good, and now you're realizing, oh wait a minute, I really have, you know, no sleep, I don't have enough sleep, once I go to sleep, I keep waking up, anything like that, it can really drive you to depression, and ultimately, I guess, to even suicide.
Oh, so. There is not one shred of doubt, because from, you know, a Kundalini point of view, when we rest and recover, when we do deep relax, that is the true sleep that you need, that because you have to recover. Your cells are now activating, some of the cells are dying, and you are completely rejuvenating and recharging your whole system. So if you never get a recharge, you are going on so much energy that you haven't been able to restructure. You're not going to be able to come back to center.
So here's a funny thing from conventional medicine or science or whatever. A few years ago, I heard this, that apparently so far there had not been found any particular reason. Now, this is some years ago, so, you know, science has progressed a little bit. But, you know, just about 10 years ago or so, they thought that there was no particular reason for why we sleep. So science had not found the reason for why we actually needed to sleep. They just knew we were doing it, and they also knew that if we didn't sleep, you know, people kind of for some reason weren't functioning anymore. But they could not pinpoint, and you know, they like to have this one thing, this is the one thing, and we can touch it, we can take it apart, right?
Yes, because everything is isolated.
Right, exactly.
Nothing
and
is
so,
connected.
So no reason for sleep.
Isn't that hilarious?
I knew you'd get a kick out of that.
That's hilarious.
So I would like you to actually start with telling us, going from the Kundalini perspective of sleep, telling us the three stages of sleep, or the four stages of sleep, and kind of just quickly, what are they and what's happening, and then why do we actually think we need 8 or 9 hours of sleep, and what do we really need? Mm-hmm. So why don't you go and share that?
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm reading from the 3HO website, and anybody can go to that link. It's 3ho.org, and it's all about yogic lifestyle from the Kundalini style of living. And it says, for sleep, the purpose of sleep is to allow the body and the mind to rest, recuperate, regenerate, and to some self-healing. So when we wake up, we should never ever wake up in any morning feeling exhausted, feeling tired, feeling like we are lethargic. We should be fresh, ready to go, jump out of bed.
Some people don't even know what that feels like, believe it or not.
And I guess, I mean, I never knew that I was probably, you know, in the minority. My whole life has been like that. Since I was young, I woke up before anybody else. I woke up before the sun came up, and I would jump out of bed. I'm refreshed, I'm renewed, I'm ready to go, and I'm doing stuff, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning. Everybody else is asleep because I just, you know, I was ready to go. I didn't know there was a different way until I had babies. And then my whole sleep pattern was, you know, completely what it was when you have young children. So there are four falling asleep stages, or four stages of the sleep. So when you're falling asleep, there's like 2 to 3 hours of wasted time in that 8 hours of sleep that they say is recommended to get. So if in that falling asleep stage we're not asleep pretty quickly. And I don't know, you said 30 minutes is the time?
30 minutes to an hour and a half is what, when I'm off, when my life is kind of out of...
But what's...
Down, it's,
what,
yeah, 30
5
minutes.
To 8 minutes,
so
you said?
So 5 to 8 minutes is what supposedly, what most people need to fall asleep. I heard that also from, you know, conventional medicine. Mm-hmm. I never, you know, I usually needed more. So until I put my attention to really what am I eating, what am I doing, all of that, when I don't do that, I need easy 30 minutes to an hour and a half. And that's when you get in trouble. And that's when you also need your 8 hours or 7.5 hours. Because
right.
that first hour and a half, you're actually not even sleeping.
I mean,
at
that's
all.
There. I mean, and it's a mounting cycle because you're laying there, you're suddenly beginning to get more anxiety because you're not
falling
asleep.
You're not falling asleep.
You're like, when am I going to fall asleep? There's worry. There's all kinds of states of mind that are adding on to whatever else is going on in your life in this moment of trying to fall asleep. So it is just a wasted time.
Yeah.
The second level is the light dream stage. And this is when you experience dreaming, and it can take 10 times more energy awake. Yeah. So it says that whatever adventure you experience during dreaming, it can take 10 times more energy than if they had happened while they were awake. So let's say you're having a dream, I don't know, and you're running the marathon. Just imagine that. And in the dream, you're running that marathon. If you're in this light dreaming stage, it takes 10 times more energy of your body to do that while you're dreaming than it does to actually do it. So this is another wasted time. And it could possibly be when a lot of people have nightmares.
And I have a lot of dreams. So, and I'm sometimes waking up from a night where I've been dreaming a lot, and you wake up and you feel worse than when you went to sleep.
Yeah, and this
because
is,
you're really like, oh my God, I feel like I didn't sleep because I was dreaming so heavily.
Well, this is the light dream. I mean, when you say heavily dreaming,
yeah,
this is
so
when you remember
the dream state.
The ones that are the heavy dreaming, we don't really remember that. So the next stage is that this is the dream state, and whatever adventures you experience dreaming. Okay, so that's the dream state, right?
Yeah.
So then we move into the deep, dreamless sleep. And this is what we really need. The breath is very slow, it's steady. And I always recommend to my students, when they're going to sleep and they have sleep problems, I recommend them to do the 1 minute breath when they're lying there in their bed. Because it brings your pattern of breathing to what it's going to be in this sleepless or dreamless sleep state. It's that very slow, steady. And the 1 minute breath is inhaling in 20 seconds, holding it for 20 seconds, and exhaling in 20 seconds. It's really just a code to readjust your whole metabolism to where it needs to be when it's sleeping. So that's, you know, something that people can try instead of popping that, that pill, that sleeping pill. This state is the only state that rejuvenates and recharges. And it says, according to yogis, this stage lasts for 2.5 hours. So it's a deep relax, and it's a deep relax in such a way that your mind completely shuts down to true sleep. When we're in deep relax in yoga, I mean, we'll be in deep relax for anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes. If we're doing a sound bath, you might be there into 20 to 30 minutes. Some people fall asleep. Most people don't. Most people kind of go into that blissful state of really of connecting, and you're not really asleep. But when you come out of it, you're refreshed, you renew, you rejuvenate. So you've entered into this dreamless sleep without actually falling asleep. And we can also do that at small intervals, 5 minute intervals through the day. If we did that, it doesn't upset your sleep pattern, but it also gives you more rejuvenation if that's something that you're not really getting when you fall asleep.
So that's one of the first things that someone can do when they have trouble sleeping during the night. They can add a couple of 5 to 7 minute periods throughout their day where they're just focusing on their breath and basically are meditating for 5 to 7 minutes a couple times throughout the day to help their system recharge while they're working on fixing their sleeping pattern.
Yeah, and you know, I guess this is the way I've lived my whole life. I have always had pretty much 5.5 to 6 hours, and I feel so refreshed. If I am in bed for 8 hours, I do not feel refreshed at all.
And actually, there was a study that says if you sleep longer than 10 hours, for some reason, that increases your chances for heart attack. So again, the you know, the science, the you know, community did not know why, but they found out that people who sleep longer than 10 hours on a regular basis have a higher risk for heart attack. So clearly too much sleep is not good either. And so what is necessary is the right kind of sleep and how to get there. So we're going to share with you a few of the ways to kind of prepare for sleep, to fall asleep, and what to do that, as they are listed here on the 3HO website, because there are a lot of different things that are different than what the conventional suggestions are. So if those haven't helped you, then go ahead and try some of these and see how they will work for you. Okay, so we're going to start with preparing your sleeping space. And so I found that it says here, orient your bed east-west to cut across the Earth's north-south magnetic field. And then I was looking at different times and different places that I had been sleeping, and I actually noticed that, oh yes, I think that is really key for me. It says here, your personal energy can get overpowered if it is in the same orientation as the Earth's magnetic field. You wake up tired and grouchy. And I think that also increases my dreaming. I've had crazy dreams sleeping on a certain couch that is directed one way, and it even feels weird for me to lay down. And then when I'm laying in my bed, I'm like, my body is all right away. It's like, oh yeah, this is how I want to lay. And so that, if you know, if you are sensitive to the moon and to all those types of energies, definitely check your bed. That's really one.
You want to have the firmest mattress that works for your body to support your spine and your nervous system. And on a, as far as the spinal adjustment level, this is where the back injuries occur. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people wake up and they're stiff?
Yep.
And I always tell my students, the first thing you need to do when you get up is you need to do some spinal flex. You need to do mm-hmm. some sort of, you know, 1 to 3 minutes. Because if you already have back issues on top of it and you sleep
For 8 hours
in that way, all you're doing in what chiropractors call it is subluxation. You're keeping that back in that state of dis-ease and misalignment, and it's going to eventually stay there.
Yeah, and that could even be just the reason why you're not falling or staying asleep. It's just because your spine is in such an awkward state it doesn't want to be in.
Yeah, and I want to say something about this too. So have some inspirational music or aspirations playing in your bedroom while you sleep. Now, they don't mention it here, and it's barely audible, so that what's happening is the vibration is going into your subconscious. And this was something that I started doing about 20 years ago, I mean, when I started practicing, because of the sound current. And the sound current is something that you don't really hear with your ears. You hear it with
Your brain.
Yeah. Your brain is catching the sound current, not the ears. Mm-hmm. And it is really critical what your brain is listening to everything that your ears aren't. It can hear what your ears can't.
Yeah.
And, you know, distances that are great. Your brain is also getting in unnatural light. So if you have, you know, the alarm clock, LCD, you have the, yeah, you know, the video, the your phone.
That's a big issue for me.
That's a huge issue, yeah, because even though your eyes can't see it, your brain is catching all the electromagnetic energy coming off of this electronic equipment.
Yeah.
So you need to get yourself, you need to have that clear from your bedroom, bottom line. Get the waves that your brain really needs, and that's the music sound current.
Yeah. So now preparing for sleep. So a few things that you can do before you actually go to sleep every night. Okay, so make sure you've sweated and laughed already that day. If not, go on a walk before bedtime. So if you have been sitting in an office all day, really it is a good idea to go out and walk for, you know, even just if it's 10, 15, 20 minutes that you're just walking outside in the dark. It's getting darker. There are several things that are happening. Your hormones, you know, your eyes are noticing that there's less light, hormones are changing, you can inhale, exhale, you can relax, all of those things. And of course, if you can laugh, that's good. Sweat, that's good.
The laughing is critical. And I'll say something more about that, because I teach this, you know, often, especially in schools with the younger kids. Your body does not know the difference if you are really laughing, or I should say your brain does not know the difference if you are laughing truly at something that's funny or you're just going through the motions. Because what happens is it is realigning your nervous system. You know, throughout the day we have the stressors that, you know, are countless that adults go through, and particularly in our culture right now. And when you laugh, it is a complete realigning because you're using your navel.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that every right. nerve ending comes to the navel. The navel is directly connected to the pituitary and the pineal gland in the brain. So it's like you're pushing the on, you're pushing the reset. Let me use it in computer terms. You're pushing the reset button, and you're resetting your whole entire system. You're rebooting your whole entire system. The sweating part is critical because you have so many toxins that have come into your body throughout the day. The sweat on our whole skin is a gland for elimination, eliminating
right.
what is right there in our whole entire system that needs to get out right away. Otherwise, guess what happens? We lay down, it goes right into your glandular system, the guardians
yep.
of our health. And guess
mm-hmm.
what? Most people wake up sick
yep.
or nauseous,
mm-hmm.
what I'm told. And they haven't had a chance to flush that stuff out.
Yeah, so that, and then of course avoid heavy meals just before bedtime. That goes without saying, really. It's just not a good idea. So if you're going to eat a bigger meal, do that at least minimum 2 hours. Even that's not really enough. Or just, you know, try to eat less and you won't starve until the next
morning.
You know,
this is a problem I had because of my lifestyle. I often didn't get to eat at all until the evening when I'm cooking for my son, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's suddenly downtime. So what I've noticed, and you know, when you and I were talking about the 12-hour fasting or
mm-hmm.
more, and I've really stayed true to that because, you know, the intestinal issues that I was having.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to, I often won't eat for 13 to 15 hours
exactly.
at a time
That's...
through the night
mm-hmm.
because I want my internal mechanisms to kick over into healing. But then I had the problem, okay, I got to go to bed because I got to get up early.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm eating at, you know, 9 o'clock at night, and that's not working out. So what I really try to do now is I really try to eat my biggest meal of the day in the middle of the day.
Yep.
And then, you know, like a light soup or something later. And that's really helped me out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if you're one of those people who are eating big dinners and tiny lunches, just switch that around for a while and see how that works for you. Brushing your teeth, of course, I mean, that goes without saying. Brush your hair.
Yeah, and this is another thing that's important because it's a massaging that's going on in the hair follicle and it's
mm-hmm.
going to the brain.
Yeah.
Now, there's a whole other yogic science where each and every hair follicle is connecting to the brain and there is a current that goes through the hair follicles.
Mm.
And that's, you know, that's why they prescribe doing this. I'm not going to go much more into
right.
it because there's much more science about it.
Yeah.
But brush your hair.
Brush your hair in the evening before you go to bed. It's good for your brain.
Or, you know, if you don't have as much hair, massage your scalp.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's the same thing.
Drink a glass or two of water. So sometimes people tell me, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to have to wake up and go to bed, you know, go pee if I drink in the evening. But if you are not having enough liquid inside your body, you'll also wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the worst one.
Cramps.
Because now you're waking up because you might have a cramp, or you're feeling so dehydrated. And also your body will get used to you drinking more or drinking in the evening, and actually eventually it'll just hold that until the morning. So that makes sure that your body has the water that it needs throughout the night to fix and to do whatever it's doing. Now, here's an interesting one. It's called wash your feet in cold water to get your nervous system ready for relaxation. I haven't tried that, but I will try that. So that seems like a simple one. Wash your feet in cold water before you go to bed. Any one of us can do that and see what happens. And then, of course, do the 1 minute breath. And there are some kriyas on the 3HO website for sleep. They're a little bit longer, so we're not going to go into them if you want to check them out. But at least do that breath.
Yeah, these would be definitely for somebody who's having sleep pattern
issues mm-hmm. to do these kriyas. But you could do the 1 minute breath is excellent as you fall asleep. And then maybe a few like shoulder stand and stretching the legs, bridge pose.
Right, exactly. And so with those, and we're completely running out of time here, but I did want to mention most of these things here. With that, yeah, and a brief foot massage, right? So you could give yourself a foot massage once you've washed your feet in cold water. Now you're massaging them for a few minutes. And those things don't take a lot of time. You know, brushing your teeth, combing your hair, washing your feet, and then giving yourself a 10-minute, you know, foot massage on each foot. That is not a lot of time now compared to falling asleep within 10 minutes versus laying in bed for another hour and a half, tossing and turning, really wasting the time, and then being less refreshed right. in the morning.
This all can take like 10 to 15 minutes, yep. you know, mm-hmm. 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and then you're, you know, asleep within 10 minutes. Yeah. And then, or you're tossing and turning for an hour and a half and really never getting the sleep you need.
So it's totally worth it. So if you want to check this out, if you want to reread this information, go to www.3, it's just the number 3, ho.org, and just click and find where it says sleep. And lots of other information is on there. Yeah.
It's yogic lifestyles and then the daily routine of sleep. It'll be right there.
And with that, we have to actually say goodbye for this week. And we hope that you will try some of these if you have had some issues sleeping, or if you know of someone who's been having issues falling asleep, send them this podcast link so they can listen to it. And maybe they will hear something that no one has suggested to them before, and that it will totally help take care of their sleep issues. So also think of your friends and family and neighbors who might have been complaining to you about not being able to sleep right, either temporarily or it's been a long time companion, the insomnia. We want to nix that in 2016 so that everyone can be on their best, in their best energy, bringing forth the greatest, most creative things this year so we can really change this planet.
Because changes are happening, and if you are asleep at the wheel, well, you know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, don't let that be you in 2016.
Okay.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Friday with another episode and some epic information for you to use to really make sure that you can love
your life now.